This part is definitely getting cut from the episode. It might make it to the blooper reel, but probably not.
We have a blooper reel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Did you not listen to those?
No, I'm going to go find them now.
Oh, later. They're gold.
Burn in hell, chat.
There we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I love all of you guys.
I don't know why I invite you to things.
Because I'm your brother and you can't get away from it.
Yeah, you're off the fucking Christmas card list.
Oh, no.
And you're the only one that was on it anyway.
Yes.
Oh, that's... You sincerely revoked your privileges.
Oh, goodness.
And Christmas isn't even happening this year anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it gets canceled.
Yeah.
Santa got COVID.
Santa was COVID the whole time.
Santa got COVID. He was high risk. He didn't make it.
He was high risk.
He is overweight.
Sorry, was it too dark starting out? Sorry.
On the upside, though, now he has a new reindeer called Rona.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out of here. Fucking stop. Just...
Yeah, she's replaced Rudolph.
Oh,
it's Rona, the red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, yeah. Hate you so much sometimes. Now it's not one of these times. It's perfect.
Yeah, she was asymptomatic until she got a runny nose.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But it was too late.
She's been responsible for his death, but, you know, he wasn't wearing a mask, so it was kind of his own fault.
Yeah, I mean... I want to say things, but can't. No.
I know I have way worse jokes, and I'm like, no, you know what? It's fine. Those are me jokes.
Oh, and it hurts to not say them.
Yes, Ron is going to look at Shalala and say, well, you are skilled at, you know, moving quietly through a woodland area, I would assume.
Yes. Also, I think it's being hunted, not trapped.
All right, then prepare for to feel something then.
Why say that?
You don't hear that?
Fucking,
fucking people outside. Every time. That was perfect, man.
I heard that.
That was loud. God.
All of you can make perception checks again.
This party does like a weird level of like brute forcing our way through things, but not in a loud over the top way. Like we'll brute or force our way by like, all right, put that person to sleep, knock that person out, yeah, and get the boss.
Yeah, we're not exactly zerging it or anything like that.
Yeah, we're putting some people in cupboards, you know.
Yeah, we're solid snaking it as usual.
It's a cupboard box.
We're putting them all in forever boxes.
Putting them in lockers.
Is a cupboard a type of box?
Yeah.
It is a type of box under the definition. But I had an row with someone over something very similar to this, and yes, it is in fact a box.
Wow, I can hear the anger in your voice.
I'm just saying, it's just a fact, and there's no point arguing.
We're just still angry from earlier, so like, you know.
A little bit. I can't not picture Marcus as Link from fucking Twilight Princess now with the wolf. What?
I mean, there are worse comparisons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's just the minute you said, oh, I climb on top of my wolf and I ride up in the distance, I'm like, bro.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is your flying squirrel Midna?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
Although, with it being annoying, technically it would be Ishmael, though, right?
Oof.
Good.
So either Bronte got lost or distracted.
I'm right fucking here. Thank you very much. I was not that long.
But how long have you been there?
It's going to be 5 minutes. I boiled the kettle, which is 60 seconds. I grabbed biscuits and I let the dogs out because
oh, I was right. I said tea and crumpets. I was right.
Not crumpets. I'm not English.
No, it's crumpets. It's crumpets.
Yeah, that's quiet gig. That is.
It's basically the same as crumpets.
It's entirely different.
No.
No, you're starting something. Shh.
Semantics.
Entirely different.
Yeah, semantics. I don't care.
A biscuit.
It's crumpets.
I've only ever eaten a crumpet like once in my life. Why would you do that? Now I'm angry. Fucking
well, bork.
What the fuck is that? Bork, IKEA.
No, that's not even the acceptable.
Exactly.
Yet, you know? Meatballs and shit.
That doesn't even cover it, you know? God, fucking just ruined my fucking tea. I'm actually eating a wagon wheel and fig rolls, which I don't know if that exists.
Wagon wheel? What the hell is that?
It's chocolate.
I guess I have to take a picture and put that in the Discord.
Yeah, we don't have them here, but they are good.
It's awesome.
Those wagon wheels, we have a name for something similar. It looks like the... No, it's not French. You sounded French.
No, that's not French at all.
You're like...
No, it sounds like Joey's French. Je te flou flou.
Je te la flou. Flou.
Je m'appelle
Claude. Je te la flou. Flou. we call them biscuits.
Of course you do. You couldn't just say biscuits, no?
No, it's biscuits.
Is this the same thing or is it very similar?
Yes, bork IKEA.
Yeah, but you guys have to assemble your food, right?
Yes. Sometimes an ingredient is missing and we call IKEA. And like, what the fuck?
I believe assembling your food is colloquially known as
cooking.
Yes. No, that's different. You're mixing it up.
And this the is Swedish chef is a trope, so...
But everyone in Sweden is a chef and a builder.
Yes.
Canonically, that's just fact.
Yes.
You know, like Lego movie. Specifically, you know, your man in the Lego movie. That's everyone in Sweden.
Specifically, boat builder, not just builder, boat builder.
Oh, okay. See, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Modern day Vikings are so underwhelming, you know. And well, this is why I'll be cancelled first.
This is true.
I don't actually think any of those things. They were purely said for comedic effect. Please don't cancel me.
Go ahead and cancel her. It's all true. You're all unmuted.
I forgot to mute Victor. And I was like, who the fuck is that?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying some of those were some long seconds.
Right, yeah. It was like there was like 20 seconds in between numbers. It was like,
yeah, piss them off. That's a good way to start.
Oh, yeah. Rocks fall, we all die. Good. End it. I'm done. I'm tired.
Did you like my counting, Runty?
I mean, I was trying to not listen to it because I was trying to concentrate on muting and keeping in sync. I've done that too,
and it just throws me off.
Yeah. All right, going live.
But if you want me to tell you I like your counting, I'll tell you that I like your counting. But
no, that's not what I was going for.
You want a compliment, just ask for one.
No comment.
He doesn't need the validation, but he'll gladly
accept. Yeah, well, I mean... Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it that way, yeah.
All right, well, your counting was excellent.
Your count was shite.
I really like the inflection you put on the number one. Oh, it was unique, it was outstanding, and you could really go far with that, you know? Your two needed work, but you know what I mean? We can't all be number one. So
I always have trouble with two, damn it.
Yeah, it's the enunciation, you know what I mean? But you'll get there with time, you know? Because your number one has shown me that you can get there with the number two.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Listen, I can't help it. I'm just an asshole. It's fine. Anybody else want to critique in their counting? They're free.
No, you critique the shit out of me enough as is. All right, I don't need you to critique my fucking
guilt. Everybody
should
want
to
be better. What about it? Everybody could do an improvement.
At least count in Swedish next time. How about that?
Oh, I could do it in Irish. That's a terrible idea. I like it.
I can already tell this is going to be a day.
I knew from whence you logged on, and we were being shouted at from across the room, that it could only descend.
My eyes opened this morning, I knew it was going to be a day.
Yeah, you just had that feeling.
Pardon me while I scroll.
I thought that was the fucking captain fucking saying that. I was like, what? What's he scrolling for? But that makes more sense.
We're gonna die to pink guy.
Oh, some of the best of us have died that way.
Oh, what happened to them? Did he die at Fort Rennick? No, they died to pink guy.
I hope that when it attacks, instead of the Jaws theme, it plays the Pink Panther theme.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Yeah.
The fuck is that? No, and then just one of them is dead.
Which is actually more terrifying than the Jaws theme, if you think about it.
Jaws, you know, there's a fucking shark. Like, why is there a panther here? And then just.
It would be pretty terrifying if we were just out here and that comes up.
And then you turn around and it's the actual fisherman just with a lute playing. He's like, oh, oh sorry.
Wow, ba-da-da-da, wow, ba-da-da-da.
Yeah. It's just atmospheric, I'm sorry. Yeah, but it would lighten the mood and everyone's just like, the fuck?
Fuck is wrong with you, man. Yeah, yeah, you know,
I'm the boat and bard.
Yeah, we got on the wrong boat, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know the fisherman moonlights as a fucking bard.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He can't sail. Like, he can't sail, you know?
I just wanted to get you into the mood for fishing.
Oh, shit! He's Wind Waker!
Oh, my God, no! Oh no! God. Get out of here!
Oh, he's wind waking, is he? Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate you so much! All right, continue.
Oh, God. Sorry, that interrupted my scrolling.
Yeah, just...
Scrollers interrupt us.
That's me. That's my superpower.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. The fisherman, the Wind Waker, playing Pink Panther theme.
I want to make this character now, right?
Well, now he's part of the campaign.
He must exist.
He's now going to exist, yeah.
There's a rival bard fisherman as well who does play the Jaws theme. And they go.
Oh, he's complaining he has too small of a boat.
Yeah, yeah. And they go in the middle and they have. Like what's kind of a rap battle, except it's a loot battle.
Oh God!
And they fight each other with slam poetry.
Burn both their fucking boats down and leave.
It's the most unsettling thing ever. But actually, the creature doesn't like music, so it works. They never get killed. You know, it's great. It's a genius plan.
It's me all just snapping loots and just gonna hate both of you.
I'm trying you both if you don't shut up. I'll give you pink eye, all right? Not that kind of pink eye.
It redirected me to Appendix 4.
Is Appendix 4 bad?
Well, it's titled Turtleback Ferry.
Oh, okay, so I'm suggesting that that's perhaps not the one you wanted. I was really, really searching for another appendix joke, but it wasn't there. I was trying for it, you know? It just wasn't happening.
Oh, it was removed, you say?
Well, I think there's only one appendix joke allowed per session. And I heard what you said there. I'm willfully neglecting it.
I heard that. I heard the neglect. It was tangible.
Did you feel it too?
I felt the neglect.
And now it's telling me, see, Wreck of the Paradise on page 397.
Down to page 390.
So I scroll forevermore.
I'm the
well, don't sound
God
so fucking happy about it. Jesus.
In which case, there is two paragraphs.
Okay.
That's one too many, but go for it.
All right. We
it's just a recipe for how to kill these guys with pink eye. It's just coming.
A recipe, like, for some, I know you meant it in like a plan sense, but I was picturing it like actually cooking. Like, you know, sugar and spice and everything nice, except it's three horrible adventurers, one pretty okay dude who just got dragged along, and a boat with a bard for a captain. I've crafted the recipe for disaster.
And just two broken lutes later, and, well, you know, they're dead. Just...
It's very interesting.
For
I don't like
us,
that.
I hope, and not you.
Give me a moment.
Oh, no.
This is different than I remember.
Oh, my God. We're going to die.
Yeah, I told you.
That's what's going to happen. Marcus will just be like, yeah, I fucking knew they'd get killed eventually.
Of course. I refuse. I reject death. I'll be damned if Marcus is going to be right.
I just reject it.
How did you ascend to divinity? I refused a man to be right, and now I'm here. Yep. Spite is how I got here.
Can you hear my dog scratching himself?
No. You're good.
It's showing up on bad audacity, that's why I'm asking.
I know, it's fine.
Listen, my dog can do what he wants. Of course it's fine.
What the fuck did you want me to say, huh?
I didn't want you to say anything out of control.
Well, provoke me. Well, obviously, you know I'm going to say something if you bring it up. Like, I don't.
No.
Don't even start with me.
I'm not starting. I would never. It's not a thing that I do.
Well, I caught the hell out of you. Just.
I was going to say something else, but it sounded lewd, and I didn't mean it to sound lewd, but it was going to sound lewd. So I just rejected it.
Well, that ain't it. Nope. Moving on.
Okay.
Don't need any of that shit. Nope.
I really want to know what that is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll never know. Because we
Mother of Oblivion. No.
No. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Mother of Oblivion. What the hell?
That sounds
Don't worry about it.
Like a fantasy swear word.
It is from the bestiary in the back of the original version, not the anniversary of version. And it's not actually in the game, but it's something that's like, if you want to throw this in, do it. Fuck no.
It sounds something from the void or something. It doesn't sound fun.
Mother of Oblivion, a monstrous undulating tangle of barbed tentacles, explodes from the water. Its form spurns definable anatomy, a horror of prehistory atop a writhing mass of rubbery tentacles.
I'm out.
Some crowned with gnarling infernal eyes. Its only recognizable feature is the black reptilian head rising above the morass of tentacles, a maw of flesh, shearing teeth gaping wide before two peering eyes smoldering with alien intellect.
No.
That's rad. I mean, fucking death by absolute abomination.
As long as you're not a Japanese schoolgirl, you'll be fine.
Oh my god.
I feel so uncomfortable.
Oh my god.
With that one sentence, just so uncomfortable. Good lord.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, that's ruined my teeth for me now. I can't.
Ruined your teeth?
Yeah.
The tea?
That's so upsetting.
No.
You know, the eyes and the writhing and the undulating, none of that was that upsetting to me until you said
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
And the description was, Jesus.
You've ruined your teeth.
And then if you cut off its tentacles, it gives birth to an Argoth. An avalanche of gnashing teeth, bone hooks, and worm coils roll forward in a wave of sundering parts. At the forefront of its thrashing tentacle body yawns a howling pit of a mouth, ringed with a spiral of churning teeth and three massive spiked mandibles.
So that would make us midwives, correct?
Well, yes, we helped birth it, so yeah.
This is exactly how I imagine childbirth is in real life. Just undulating tentacles, just all of that. Yeah, the teeth, the whole lot.
Just screaming, "You did this to me!"
Yes, teeth emerge just from the walls. Everything, yeah.
Just
is this in this lake? What the hell?
This could possibly have been in this lake. However, we chose door number 9.
Yeah,
and or did you just scroll too far? We don't know yet.
Because I'm like, if that's in this lake, then
he's scrolling for door number 9. It'll be something worse.
In my head canon, Jesus, we all die to that. And Marcus is sitting there going, "I told you they wouldn't come back." And Marlon's like, "Yeah, I kind of didn't think they would come back either." And they just continue on.
I was kind of questioning Pink Guy, but now that I heard that, it's just like, no.
Pink Guy is what it's called. It's baby is called. Right? Little pink baby abomination. Widow Pink Guy. Listen, what's a little pink guy amongst friends?
Oh, jeez.
I can't even get the fuck out of here.
This session is cursed.
It is. I told you, I woke up this morning knowing it was going to be like this.
It's always like this. Y'all should know better.
I mean, nothing.
The word undulating is now just forever stuck in my mind.
Did you find it yet or no?
No.
Oh.
It's not at all in the original version.
Okay.
Or at least I can't find it. So, great.
You know what's hilarious, Vic, is for the description of the word undulating, they use Northern Ireland as a reference. Now I just can't make any further statements.
Cursed session. What session is this? 55?
But I just thought that was rather humorous. The best type of tentacle monster is clearly Cthulhu. That's it. No further questions. That's it.
If Cthulhu's in the lake, right? Lays down at the bottom of it. Gotcha. That'll be fine.
Cthulhu's cousin Stephen is sitting at the bottom of the lake. Stephen. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't really talk about him. He doesn't
want to
talk
about him. No, he's just a person.
It's not even auditory. He's just a person.
He has these really long sticks, and he has tentacles glued to the top of them, and he waves them, and they project up through the water, giving the illusion that there is a creature under there, but really it's just Stephen and his puppet show.
It's just some fucking guy.
Okay. As you board the boat...
Oh no, who did we lose? No. Oh god, no, Colin died. Welcome back, Colin. Dear god, we thought you died.
Don't walk Discord into the light. It was a joke.
I don't know what's causing it. Just randomly Discord will be like, not responding for like 2 seconds, and then when it's done, it's like, oh yeah, I'm fine, and crash.
Maybe it just doesn't like you.
Maybe, I don't know.
Did you do something to it?
No.
Did you insult it somehow?
Maybe. Probably.
I was going to say, like, did your boomer ways upset it, but you're not old enough for me to make
my boomer ways. I'm 21.
I know, that's why I was like, oh, I can't even make that joke. His baby. Wait, did your infant ways upset it?
Yeah, fucking Discord's boomer confirmed. Yes.
Discord boomer.
I don't know what age Discord would be if you were to peg it as an age.
I don't know. I mean, it has probably existed for a certain amount of times. You could probably use that. But
five.
I feel it's a bratty 30-year-old.
Oh, that's fair.
They're grasping onto its youth, but still pissed off because it's not old enough to be grumpy.
It's got that millennial vibe, yeah.
Yeah, it has an anger to it, but like it's, you know, it's got its shit together, but it's still angry. You know? It has updates that go well and updates that don't.
So unbelievably attacked.
Unbelievably attacked. How do I make it more believable? Add blackouts or something? I don't know.
Where did we leave off?
I don't know.
A terrible plan. I can't learn fiasco.
War crimes is where we left off, I believe.
Don't take me down that road. I've worked very hard to stay away from that road. Don't you dare take me back there.
Oh, no. You can't escape it.
War crimes, they say excitedly.
We're just following orders.
We're gonna show the ogres the true meaning of the troubles.
Too soon. The North remembers. God damn. Ouch. I think that hurt my ancestors.
Right.
We gotta anyway. Push past that before we go down a road we don't want to go down. Everyone,
let's take a moment.
Remember that
stop
we're alive.
Stop the bus. Open the doors. Look down that lane longingly before we pass it by.
Oh, the jokes could have been made that we have to.
If you look
behind.
To your left, you'll see some interesting shit.
Good Lord. Oh, we need to ignore that and push forward.
Yep, moving on.
We could wallow in that for a while. That's at least 4 hours of jokes.
Insert, oh no. Anyway.
Anyway, continuing on.
Anyway. And on that bombshell, it's time to proceed like it never happened.
So when we took a break, we just left off of discussing terrible ideas that everyone was very excited about.
Yeah.
Nice recovery from war crimes.
Shut up.
That was really subtle. Now, once more with feeling.
Thank God this is edited.
Right?
Yikes.
Thank you, editors. We love
I'm
you.
I'm going to shut up now.
You're not going to shut up.
Can proceed.
The editors are like, wait, we don't end up on a list too, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, just by proxy.
Well, sorry then.
Yeah, you're in with the wrong crowd. You don't
but
get
it was
plausible
funny.
Deniability.
I don't know what the laws are there.
That'll be fine.
If I'm going, I'm taking everyone with me. That's, I think, the law.
Who's clipping their fingernails? I'm gonna stab you.
I love the fucking silence. No one admits to it.
It sounds like someone's flicking a lighter.
Cowards.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know.
I think I'm pretty sure it's Coro, but, you know, the bus.
No, I don't have me lighter. And me lighter is a ping, not a click.
It is me. I'm just fidgeting with something. I will put it down.
Stop fidgeting.
Just mute your mic if you need to.
I don't mind fidgeting, but the clicks. Ah, the clicks.
The goddamn beeps. Oh, the beeps.
Keep doing it. It's
don't you
redemption.
Hear the beeps as I hear the beeps. What, sorry, what?
Please click. Every time he's mid-sentence, click. Do it.
My God.
Anyway.
It will give me great joy.
You all want to give me an aneurysm this week. I can tell.
It's what
gave it away?
It's building you tolerance. It's for your own good, you know?
It's great.
It's not for any kind of dark
For each click you don't have an aneurysm and die, you grow stronger.
That's exactly how aneurysms work, yep. It says it
as
in every
does
medical
the, oh, God, the fucking urge to put it right up to the mic and just click.
Do it.
Oh, you mean you weren't?
No.
Do it when he least expects it. Do it.
Anyway.
You will forever win my favor if you do. I'll be like, there's that guy. You can trust him to click a pen.
loyal dies.
Oh, man.
Well,
then he just starts. Falls over dead in his chair. No one knows what happened.
Rocks fall. He's dead.
A pen falls from the sky out of nowhere and penetrates his chest.
Terminal velocity pen.
Yeah. The quill of the heavens.
The quill.
Inscribes in his flesh, dripping blood.
Yes. The word that. It's the quill of the heavens.
Written on his fucking aorta. Yikes, forever.
This is when we proved pen is the mightier than the sword.
Appendicitis, what?
Oh, no.
You can leave now.
Never. Absolutely never. I'm so proud of that. It was so upsetting. It brings me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone take 1d6 psychic damage from that bad joke.
So that will be 5 strength damage as it's hitting the chest with a ray of enfeeblement.
I guess that was the sound effect of the ray of enfeeblement hitting the ogre.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what he heard as his ears fucking rang.
Yes, Grim, it's strength. /22 perception. Also, I did something really crazy, and it's actually working out with roll 20.
Oh.
I loaded up Edge.
Why would you do that? Isn't that illegal?
No, you heathen.
It's actually working extremely well.
No, I don't believe it. You know why it is? God. It's because you're the only one that's using Edge at this moment in time. No one else is using
worldwide,
it.
Worldwide.
I'll take
currently
it.
The only
one. Yeah, they're putting
all the
resources
into you.
However, the only thing is, people who are using it 3 years ago to Google something, it's still searching those results, so it'll be a little bit slow. Those people have closed their computers, but it's still trying to find the results.
Eight, nine, ten.
I totally forgot to mute anybody.
Yeah, I was gonna made say.
You started quick, and so I was like muting midway through.
Right? Yeah, I just said fuck it, and I just fucking. Yeah.
I was like,
I completely forgot about that step. It's been too long since we recorded.
That's why I do my count on push to talk. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. It's just the hearing everyone else that.
Well, if everyone was on push to talk, we wouldn't hear everyone else. Taps forehead.
That's the point that Quietus tried to make many times, but Runty is just like, nah, it's too complicated.
Yes, pushing a button is too complicated. Yes.
Yeah.
Listen,
this is Runty we're talking about.
To be fair, I believe Cora has also objected to that as well.
That's effort. I don't believe in effort when we do this. Like,
it's less effort than muting everyone.
Yeah, but it's continued effort.
Fuck y'all, I'm starting the stream.
Oh, fucking God.
Okay, well, we're definitely in fine form today.
We need a folk resurgent, damn it. But maybe in a different music genre. Nerdcore, kind of. If you want to talk about like tech and nerdy things, I guess.
Yeah.
The concept hasn't gone away. It's just, it hasn't evolved well and has always been kind of niche.
Yeah. So I can't imagine what the editors make of these conversations.
I mean, this is one of our more, you know, tame conversations, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We whiplash so hard between the most horrible shit and hey, folk music. Right?
And then Runty's poor attempts to censor herself at times.
Gold Star, she tries.
Okay, fuck it. I guess I'm just gonna shoot blind. Last time we left off with... Shit, I don't even know. Never mind. I don't know the people's names to like... Oh, shit, it's been too long.
Do we need to check your VOD, Vic?
All right. All the recording. It's been longer than 2 weeks. The VOD is we're just gone. Watching the VOD.
Oh, no. I really don't remember.
Would you like to go reread the books and remind yourself?
Are there triangles? God, I hope there's triangles.
I love triangles so much. It's hard to express. The best shape, and I'll hear no arguments otherwise.
Frodo, please draw triangles.
Triangles are great. You just can't draw them in Rule 20.
Yeah, because they're too superior.
They're too beautiful.
I don't know about that.
I mean, a half circle is just a circle that has commitment issues. I wish at this time we had like a soundboard to play elevator music.
A little bit of samba.
For when these moments happen.
I wanted to do that to be continued thing. Like, da, da, da,
da, da. Oh, yeah. That too. Or just some smooth jazz. I don't know.
No.
What's wrong with smooth jazz?
That was a quick rejection. Don't get me started. Too.
Why wow, the hostility wow. is the calmest form of jazz?
Smooth jazz has touched him in the wrong spots at some point.
Somebody is hardcore triggered.
Me no like your jazz.
You got some childhood PTSD you want to talk about?
Nah.
Like, who hurt you, Victor? Like...
It's not an invitation. Just a question.
It requires multitasking to eat grapes.
Well, you know what, Ferdy? Grapes are complex. You have to multitask.
They require math.
Yeah, they do.
How many are left? No, oh no, now there's less.
Oh my lord.
You need to click a button to say what the topic is.
Uh-oh.
Fucking said that.
Oh.
Oh, it's like a school child.
Oh, you just crushed this man. Quiet, how could you? Just...
Oh, that is what you call silent murder right there.
Fertif, have you seen DMs?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been scrolling through my Twitter feed trying to find you an answer.
Okay.
That wasn't the sentence I expected to hear either. No, I was just like, wait, what?
My brain went, huh.
Yeah, everybody, like, there was an audible silence where everyone had the exact same, what, did I hear that correctly? And we're going to be given no further context.
Absolutely none. You don't deserve it.
Bastard. I mean, I deserve all the things.
This is essentially a thing that would happen on camera if Fen were, you know, not being comatose, but since it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I had terrible jokes, and I can say none of them. Jesus. Ow. Yeah. No, I have to
You can only
those.
Not say them because you're being recorded.
Yeah, absolutely. And also because there are people here. And it was heinous. Absolutely. Wow. That's purged forever from my memory. Good lord.
No. Furtif, in character, not out of character, in character.
What good is that?
Read the...
Wow.
Oof. Christ.
Did you not read? Okay.
Yeah, how about you read it and...
Any other group have to fight with their fucking GM to get questions answered?
Do you know how to fucking read? I don't know. Do you? Oh, wait. No. I spelled it wrong. Sorry.
What does the room look like? Why are you asking me? Like, what? Is it dark? I don't fucking know. What?
Yeah, no. This was what was posted. Are there any artists available that can sketch from a description? So I went through my Twitter feed and I found a good artist who I know can just... work off description stuff, and I've worked with, and is very good at this.
Oh, that's not how I interpreted that. I immediately interpret that as in character.
I'll be back. I'll be fucking back on that one.
Furtive, the line immediately below that explains, as context, you know, and why this is in character.
Yeah, that didn't come through right away, though, did it?
Oh, we blame the lag. Get out of here. The lag.
Sorry.
That's kind of embarrassing. You gonna apologize to him, Furtive?
No.
Here's me expecting Furtive to come up with
an arbitrary... I gave him what he asked for.
No, he didn't.
It's... Here's
I
me
literally gave Furtive... him what he asked for.
No.
Yes.
You gave him what you assumed he asked for.
Hey, it doesn't matter what he meant. It matters how I interpreted it.
Wow.
If he wanted me to understand it, he needed to explain it better.
That's... Wow.
I realize that, which is why I added the second line almost immediately.
But it wasn't quick enough. The lack of responsibility there is absolutely jarring. Not like, oh, could you clarify that for me? Or did I understand that correctly? Or is this what you want? No, just fuck you. I misread it, but fuck you.
You know what's really bad? That was actually what they taught us in college in an interpersonal communications class. It does not matter your intent. It only matters the recipient's interpretations.
Yeah, kind of. But you're not supposed to be the recipient and the... sender in both instances.
I know this, but like, taking it literally, what they taught.
Good communication,
ladies and gents.
Yeah.
No, it was that course that taught me that I used to be very verbally abusive, and I have worked hard not to be anymore.
How's that going? You working on that apology for quiet?
Remember how I said I've worked hard not to be? I didn't say I've completely cured myself.
Okay.
Some days are better than others.
Is there a gold cost associated with me hiring somebody to make pictures?
In character. And also out of character. But not with his real money in real life. With his character in character money.
Ow! Oh, physical damage.
That's how you kill a GM.
Make him laugh to death. Yes, it will cost you gold.
Back in a moment.
Ed. Great, he left. He's leading this charge, and then he just leaves. Wonderful.
Well, technically you left first, you know.
I didn't leave. I was dealing with a DM. A very different thing.
Yeah, but you were silent for at least 2 whole minutes. That's a long time in space minutes, you know. Fucking deep sigh.
Okay, I'm back. Did I miss anything?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
My frustration at you.
Okay. I told you I would be right back.
I know. Back. That's why I'm frustrated. How dare
okay.
you leave?
Okay. Sure.
The audacity.
Oh, no. Oh. I guess either you'll get over it or you'll die. I'm
fucking exerting your free will. I take offense at this.
Oh, I see. Well, all right, Jim. You need Snickers or some shit.
I've gone power mad in my tiredness.
Yeah.
Yeah, sitting here writing the next volume of The Lion, the Witch, and the Audacity of This Bitch.
This bitch, yeah.
Right? Fucking right?
So he takes you back into a crypt-type area.
Well, I'll be back in a second.
I'm going to strangle this boy.
Why right, keep this time, fair.
It's like a half second of pause for people to chime in and like start the scene with his character, and he fucking leaves.
Yeah, no, that was fair. I think that the only healthy response to that is murder.
Thank you. I'm glad my homicidal urges are justified.
Yeah.
I don't need your justification.
I like how you're acting surprised.
I think because of this, we should bring back Loyal and replace him with Ishmael and do a body swap as punishment.
What? What? Oh.
For the slight. Just say yes, Koro. Just say yes.
Oh, no. I disagree with everything that's coming out of your mouth while I was not
here. See, that was clearly a yes. So.
No.
Your absence voids your vote, bitch.
Okay, yeah, sure. That's the council already okay. voted. I'm sorry. Right. It's in the minutes.
Okay. You know what? I got nothing.
As per my last email.
What's this email you speak of?
The one where you don't leave in the middle of your own scene.
Sure. Listen, I was waiting for all of you guys to catch up and start bickering amongst yourself.
Quick, get him, GM. Before he leaves again.
Alright, so I'm here.
Staple you to your chair with.
I'm sorry. I take a water pill and I.
Penny nails. Yeah, listen, I don't know. That's...
Listen, I apologize that I take a water pill and it kicks in. What do you want me to do?
There are several suggestions I could make.
Yeah, that's fair.
None of them you're allowed to make in a recording.
Yeah, that's fair. Also, like, I love this game and everything, but I'm not willing to make that kind of a sacrifice. You know,
wow, I love you, but go fuck yourself. That's what that was.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Could have told us there were medical issues ahead of time, so we were prepared for this shit.
That's it, bully. That's great.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you retain water, you son of a bitch? Just like, all right, fuck.
Somebody grab the salt and the vinegar. We're pouring it in.
Oh, you're losing water, are you? We'll replace it.
Oh, water is such a theme now. Why is it such a theme? Why is it just a thing?
Water hates your group, just period.
It does. Bastard.
You got to remember this entire season, there's been torrential rains and floodings as well.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Water hating your group has been a theme since the first season.
Like the first episode or some bullshit. It's like...
Almost.
Definitely within the first five, right? Yeah.
It happened very early, which amused me because I knew this season was coming where flooding and rains was going to be a thing. I'm like, oh, they already hate water. This is going to be good.
Oh, man.
I looked into having a meat locker installed in my home.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
It was about the same time Dexter came out. And then there was a serial killer that had a meat locker in his home. And I decided, for appearances at the very least, I should probably not do that.
So you're the ice truck killer. Oh, gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
I looked at that, I'm like, you know, that's a dream home. Damn him.
My dream home is a killer home, damn it.
Ha. Well, shit.
Yeah.
Y'all good? Everybody back?
Yee. Man, I just noticed Discord just translated everything into Swedish, and I don't like it. I couldn't find the mute button, and it was in Swedish. It's like, where is it? Oh, fuck. Confused me.
Inadvertent shots fired.
Uh-huh.
Better to have it translated to Beatles.
Hey. Hey, you.
You must press the yellow submarine to return to your channel.
I mean, she's right.
Oh, good one.
Because we're all live in the yellow submarine.
We're also live on Twitch.
So. Cuckoo could you.
Boo!
Let it be.
That's a good one.
All right, I'm trying to remember where we left off. I want to say you guys were ready for a teleport.
Yeah, we were leaving Fort Rannoch, and you called the session there because we were heading off to find the
captain. Yeah. The party is going in the wrong direction, in my opinion. Yes, okay, I recall.
Going away from the mountain.
And the big question was, should we follow the beach or should we walk through the forest?
Yes, I tried to subtly dissuade you from everything that you were attempting to do and just saying, it's still raining, go up the mountain and deal with that. And you guys are like, so we're going to ford the rivers with our carts and get dysentery. And
oh, it's the Oregon Trail, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
So,
been trying to get you up this goddamn mountain for how many episodes?
Months. And then you're the one that throws detours in our way.
So we have to pass.
And you then complain that we're not going where you pointed to when we're busy off dealing with the detour that you sent us down last session.
I just want to ask a rhetorical question. Are these actual detours that he's putting up in your path, or do you have save all the puppies syndrome?
He has save all the puppies
syndrome. He was literally the one that prompted us into having an argument at breakfast.
That's true. That is so true.
And it didn't prompt the argument.
Canonically, your arguments last 3 episodes.
Also, timely fashion, and this group does not compute.
And
I'm going to break down. I'm going to start crying out of frustration, and then I'm throat punching all of you, and we're done.
And at the end of that argument, there was a body.
Throat punching through the internet.
Yeah. It's called hitting the mute button.
Ow.
Disconnected.
That's not the first thing he's threatened me with.
No, it's not.
I assume you're in. And just so you know, me as a woman, I need to be very careful saying that I like green tea.
Why?
That's a euphemism for liking, like, I like to be a mistress.
Really? I've never heard that.
That's a euphemism I am completely unfamiliar with.
That is new.
I've learned something today. That's,
Huh.
I like green tea.
Is that just over in Finland? Not Finland, Sweden?
No.
Over where you guys are, I don't know. Is it Denmark? No. That region, the North Sea area.
Is that Finland or Denmark?
Maybe, I don't know.
Old world Scandinavia.
Hey, you guys are Swiss, right?
You do the clocks and the chocolate and the knives and pajamas.
Yeah,
the swords and pajamas. Yeah,
and the yodeling on the mountains. Yeah.
Oh god,
that successfully completely derailed us.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, it's this group, so, yeah. Hey, you're learning quickly. You have to derail us.
Welcome to the group. You are now official. You derailed the session. That's all it takes. I have a GM friend who will just randomly ask for rolls, will saves, perception checks, for literally no reason, just to keep the group paranoid on what's going on and off track. Just be sitting there and be like, you, roll me a will save. Like, what? Why? Just roll it. And they'll roll it. He's like, okay. Won't say good, bad, nothing, just okay.
You're just, neat.
Yeah. Or occasionally he'll just roll the D20 himself, look at him, okay. And then continue on. Just, he's a master at keeping the group paranoid. It's great.
Sorry about that. When you sneeze so hard, you smash your push to talk button.
Somebody apparently in my town screwed up, and there's a flea market going on, and somebody is selling a truck, and they misprint their phone number, and it's got my phone number on it.
Been fielding inquiries all day, have you?
I have had 5 or 6 phone calls asking how much I want for this truck.
Hmm. How much are you asking?
I'm not selling the fucking truck. Phone rang for the first time. I'm like, who is calling me? I answer, how much you want for this Ford? What? Out of your truck, down at the flea market. I'm not. No, you have a wrong number.
Just because you don't actually have the truck or know where it is doesn't mean that you can't set a price.
You're one of those dirty RPer people.
Yes, I am. Imagine me involved in something with role playing.
I know. Said while in the middle of an RPG game session.
To be fair, Pathfinder is a very different RP style than 14.
Oh, yes.
Vastly, yeah.
I am a filthy degenerate. I embrace this.
Okay.
I mean, who isn't?
I think there are the filthy degenerates and the people who are jealous of the filthy degenerates.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Bottom of the barrel, yeah.
I wish I could be that brave.
Question. Do you guys hear my aunt and her grandchild?
Not unless you listen for it.
It very infrequently. There's a little bit that bleeds through, but no.
No.
Haven't done so far.
I still want to strangle her.
Go take a break.
Go take a break and do that strangling.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we got plenty of ogres for you to bury the body with.
Don't tempt me, Frodo.
Oh, ow, oh. She actually said it to the halfling this time. Now it's bad.
Yeah, that's apt.
Take 2 critical damage.
Brain damage.
I'm back. Sorry. What have we forgotten?
I had forgotten to do skill points for 10 or 11.
Ah.
For 10 or 11. 2. Not just the last, but 2.
Boy, I said 2 levels.
I know you did, but it didn't register until just this month.
That's a lot of skill points, man.
Yeah.
12 to be exact.
Oh, right. You're not a knowledge monkey. I'm like, that's almost 40 skill points.
I would take 12 skill points. I could use those son bitches.
You can't have them, they're men.
Are we going to start again?
We're waiting on Marcus to get back.
Okay.
You mean waiting for me after I've been talking, saying I'm back and stuff?
Didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Heard none of it.
I literally asked what it was that someone had forgotten to do. And then obviously Vic was doing a skill point. So I was assuming we were waiting on...
My brain completely glossed the fuck over that.
I assumed we were waiting for Vic to finish his skill points or something. So
Furtive has infected me with his brain lag, and I do not approve.
Yep. Yep, it spread. Yep.
Brain lag. That's our second shirt. First one's boxes. Second one's brain lag.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
This is all your fault.
And the bad thing is, it's fucking intentional. No, it isn't.
No.
I don't believe you. I can't believe you anymore.
No, believe me, that's never intentional, but it's always hilarious.
Okay. We're all back.
Are you sure?
No. Just because I'm physically here doesn't mean that I'm not mentally away.
We're well aware.
You can say that a fucking again.
I'm force feeding myself a pizza.
You have to force it? Do you not like pizza?
Okay, more like power eating.
That's more like it.
I mean, there is such a thing as bad pizza.
Power eating. So, similar to power walking, only more enjoyable.
Grab a stick and force it down your gullet.
Yeah, I could just imagine holding a slice of pizza and doing that whole power walk hip sway while chew, 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 chew.
Yeah,
chew,
it's chew. Similar to like a snake as they wriggle trying to eat something that's too big for their face.
As you twist the pizza to get it in there. It's like mambo for old people.
Power walking is still the weirdest event at the Olympics.
What? No.
Yeah.
No. That's what?
Wait. That's a that's a category.
I'm googling that. I don't believe you.
Power walking in the Olympics.
Have you never seen power walking?
Are you kidding me?
Look it up.
That's such bullshit.
Yeah, y'all, get up.
Y'all thought I was bullshitting.
No, you were.
You're damn right I did.
Oh, there is.
You know why? Because that's bullshit.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay. Isn't that good? Everyone back?
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. It's kind of obvious you're still half asleep, because that was a glacially slow count compared to how you normally do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You were about 1.5.
Yeah, I took a brief power nap between each number. We're good, though.
Oh, wow. I thought I was going pretty quick.
That was slow motion.
Okay, Furtive, if you thought that was quick, drink your coffee quickly, please. Because you need the caffeine.
I thought that was a fairly decent paced count.
Boy, no, that was one of the slowest ones we've done.
Yeah, we're talking YouTube terms, you're on 0.25 speed.
Oh, no.
It wasn't bad. It's just an awful lot slower than you normally do. Noticeably so. So, yeah.
Surprisingly slow.
Uh-huh.
Slower than a halfling.
Shall
we?
We
got witches to interrogate.
What are we humming about?
My slowness, apparently.
Imagine what happens today when Furtive has to scroll.
Yeah.
It'll be like Zootopia on loop.
Man,
I did not want to get up today at all. Like,
you don't say.
Yeah, I can still go back to bed. I've had coffee. I can still fall right back asleep. That's fine.
It's... Now we're getting ultimatums. Okay.
I mean, there's definitely been a weather shift this week, and I know it's hitting me.
Yeah, I woke up. I was all achy. My face was all stuffy. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a cold. Can I even record today? Do I sound bad? I don't know. It feels stuffy. Apparently, it's not coming through, so that's good. But I was trying to think of excuses on why not to record as I was just opening my eyes. I'm like, that's a bad precedent to get into.
The stuffiness isn't coming through, but like the, I'll call it like a brain lag. That is noticeable.
Duly noted. Not that I can do anything about it.
I'm aware.
Well, there is a thing you can do about it. It's just not a thing you want to do about it.
Wake up.
I was going to say, go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I could definitely
have another
that.
Couple of hours sleep. And when you wake up, you'll probably be okay.
Like I messaged in the Discord, like, I could record from bed. I just
the chance of me
actually falling asleep would be very, very high. Like approaching, it would be. Yeah, it's
so slightly higher than normal.
Look at you.
Yeah. Here I am dropping truth bombs.
If you're expecting Savage to ever not throw shade, you've got to rethink that equation.
No. That's never an expectation.
Just call me a giant sequoia because there's shade everywhere.
To learn more about the show, the cast, etc., head over to wayward-expeditions.com.